A warning now for parents using social media to adopt a baby, which is legal with caveats, as we'll hear. But some parents using Instagram are encountering scammers, like the woman who contacted Isaac and Alyssa Short in Utah. They'd posted their desire to adopt and went from thrilled to heartbreak in weeks because this woman was a scam. And she wasn't looking for their money. She was looking for their time, what's being called emotional scamming. We're going to speak to their attorney to learn more, but first, Alyssa Short, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
And Isaac, you're there as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, first of all, take us through this. You're 23. You were struggling with infertility. You turned to private adoption because sometimes, you know, people feel that going through agencies might be more expensive. You went online, Instagram, and started putting up pictures to let people know about your family and who you are. And Alyssa, then you got one message saying, "Are you guys still looking to adopt?" Tell us about this person that you thought you were meeting on social media.
Yeah, so she said that she was going to have a baby in about a month and that her and her boyfriend couldn't take care of it. So they wanted to find someone to adopt their baby.
Ironically, her name was Alyssa as well, or she said.
Yes.
And you started to get to know her. Isaac, what are you thinking at this point?
We thought it was an answer to our prayers and that our family was finally going to be able to start. So we thought that it was just an amazing miracle that we were receiving, which turned out to not be the case.
Yeah. And Alyssa, I know this is very tender for both of you, but what kind of interaction were you having with this, air quotes, Alyssa birth mother?
Well, she wanted to talk 24/7. And after she said she chose us, she just would call me at all times of the day. I really think she was just lonely and she wanted someone to talk to.
Yeah. Well, and now we're learning this is something called emotional scamming. Isaac, she didn't ask for money, right? She seemed to just want to talk.
No, it's really true. She never asked for money. She never asked for anything. Honestly, when we told her that we had gone out and bought baby stuff, I think she honestly felt bad. So I really don't think she wants anyone to put any money into it.
Yeah. Well, and Alyssa, when did you start to think this isn't right?
She would never sign a doctor release form for us to be able to talk to her doctor. She was really hesitant about giving information out so we could find a lawyer to work with her. But we could never get confirmation on those things.
Well, when she wouldn't, I believe, tell you what hospital or doctor she was seeing, you contacted a lawyer. We're going to speak to the lawyer. But this potential birth mother for you turned out to be someone scamming families across the country, Maine, Alaska, New York, Georgia, Alabama, Texas. You blocked her, but then the nightmare gets worse because the scammer goes by different names and she went on to create multiple Instagram accounts in an attempt to reach you. Now, what is she saying to you?
I mean, really, she's just saying the exact same things. And that's why we're so quick to catch on now that it's her.
How hard was this, Alyssa? I mean, things we hear actually happen in a mother's body when she is anticipating a baby, even if she doesn't birth it. What was happening to you when this was crashing down?
I mean, I had a hard time with it just because you're putting your whole trust in someone. Every time we get a text from a potential birth mother, we have a hard time putting that trust in them.
Well, and Isaac, you know, some would say, well, then why don't you go to an adoption agency? Or, you know, this was too painful. Why continue to try this route?
We couldn't afford an adoption agency at this point in our life.
Yeah.
But we could afford a private adoption, and so we're going with that route. We want a family so bad that we are willing to put ourselves out there and then just have to remain cautious.
Isaac, what would you say to someone who's doing this emotional scamming to get across how painful it was for you guys?
All these people want is to start a family and to have kids, and then there's someone that comes and dangles their dream in front of their face just to pull it away and say, "Just kidding, it's not real." Emotionally, I don't think there's many things that you can do that are meaner to a person than that.
Yeah. Well, Isaac and Alyssa Short, We wish you all the best, and hope that that child's around the corner for you.
Thank you.
Let's bring in their lawyer, Julie Wasatsky, an adoption attorney based in Jefferson, Georgia. Julie, so many questions, including, is looking for a child on Instagram legal?
Every state has different laws. In Georgia, the law just changed to allow adoptive families who have a pre-placement approved home study to advertise in different mediums, including social media.
It just seems incredible. And, you know, your heart breaks for people who are looking for children to adopt. But doesn't there have to be some legal motion along the way to show that somebody's considering transferring a child?
Once there is a match between a birth parent and an adoptive parent, then attorneys, agencies, different people get involved to make sure that everything's on the up and up.
So how often do you think this happens when people like Alyssa and Isaac meet somebody through social media, even meet them in person? I mean, we're reading accounts, people who formed a bond with the woman who was offering a child, they bought her gifts, they traveled to meet her face to face. You know, buying gifts, that sounds an awful lot like paying for a child, which sounds illegal. And there never was a child.
So the people were meeting her face to face and not realizing that she wasn't pregnant?
I guess so.
that seems a little unusual. I will say that one of the first things adoptive families and adoption attorneys do ask for is some type of proof of pregnancy. Each state has different laws about birth mother expenses that can be paid. Georgia law just changed. Adoptive families that are working with an attorney can pay certain expenses such as rent, utilities, and food and medical expenses if it goes through their attorney's trust account. Pregnant women who are unable to work, they still need to have their rent paid and their utilities paid. The difference is, and it's a fine line, the law says that it can't be used as an inducement to encourage someone to part with their child.
Right.
So we try to make sure there's no baby buying going on, of course.
Yeah. Just getting back to this idea of the emotional scammers, what's going on there? What's happening?
Well, and that's a good question, because what are they getting out of it, really? And honestly, up until March of this year, I had not seen this. I had never seen a situation where someone was not pregnant and was just doing it for no other purpose, it seems, than to cause heartache. Mm-hmm. I have seen this one particular scammer has come up across my radar between myself and my colleagues about 12 times since March.
Is that Alyssa? Or because we know there's another woman named Gabby that you've come across quite a bit.
We think they're the same person.
Oh.
Using different names.
Oh. What are some other red flags, things that people should look out for?
Definitely, if the biological mother is not interested in meeting with any professionals, a social worker or an adoption agency person.
Or a lawyer.
Or a lawyer, yeah. Exactly. And she doesn't want to meet face to face. That's a big red flag. One of the other big red flags is if she can't tell you what hospital she's going to deliver at or her doctor's name. That's what finally broke on a couple of these interactions I had with the emotional scammer was I asked, who's your doctor? She just said, I can't remember the name. And in this situation, keeping you on the phone for hours, not asking appropriate questions. For example, if you were going to place a baby for adoption, you would probably want to know about the adoptive family. You would want to know, where do they live? Where do you think my child will go to school?
Right. We should say that women who offer other women their children are giving the most incredible gift in the world, often a painful choice. But what would you say in general about adopting through Instagram? I mean, there's so many children that need homes through agencies. It sounds like this can be very risky.
The truth is that there aren't a lot of infants for adoption. The wait for an infant adoption can be 2 years. And so I think that people are just looking at all their options. Because people are also waiting later in life, people want a baby, but maybe some agencies won't work with them because they're over the age of whatever the agency sets.
Julie Wasatsky, adoption attorney in Jefferson, Georgia. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.
And by the way, Julie thinks these emotional scammers are actually looking for someone to mother them.